not saying that the Army will be able to do for you what it did for me. All I'm saying is that you get out of it exactly what you put into it. Now, sometimes the Army's your best shot. Now, there's a couple of questions that I have to ask you. They're a little personal. Have you ever been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor? That's robbery, rape, car theft, that sort of thing.
Convicted?
Yeah.
No.
Never convicted.
That's good. Good. Are either of you homosexuals?
You mean like flaming or?
Well, it's a standard question we have to ask.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yeah, would they send us someplace special?
Guess that's no on both. All right, now if you'll just give Uncle Sam your autograph here.
Sammy, get well soon.
It's good. Now your name.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah. You ready to do this?
Yep, let's roll this bitch.
Really?
Really.
Dude, that's so 2014. I mean, come on.
Well, we're rolling. There's a bitch, and we're rolling it.
Mike,
we're just gonna roll over on the bitch. See, like,
we are not morbid anymore.
We're rolling over on a bitch. Doesn't matter if we're morbid or not.
All right,
God damn you!
Welcome to VHS Life.
God damn it! Really? Oh.
It's necessary. And it really is, because to me, it's not the same thing as, all right, and welcome back to VHS Life. I'm your host, blah, 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 blah. No, fuck that. That's not what we're about, man. We're fucking about enthusiasm. We're fucking about being awesome, because we fucking are. So it's all right, and welcome to VHS Life.
Do you hear your voice coming through the headphones? Like, really? And you're sitting, like, right next to me anyway. But the voice, just the vocals. I don't just get the vocals, like, through the headphones. I also hear the booming next to me. And that's kind of... it's distracting, to say the least.
Well, I know. When there's this much sex appeal, just... it's easy to be distracted. It really is. I mean, come on, man.
Weird.
How many times do you get to sit next to 220 pounds of twisted steel and nothing but sex appeal?
Holy shit, look at the beefcake on you. Beefcake! Beefcake! Beefcake.
Which, if you've actually been paying attention during these whole little tirades, when I say my weight, I believe in the beginning of this show, it was 210. Was I saying 210 or was I saying 215?
Well, I don't know.
Either way, I'm at 220.
You've gained. I thought you should be losing, like going in the other direction, but you're gaining, so I don't know how that works. See?
Well, let's see. When we started this,
yes.
I could wear a medium shirt. They were a little tight, but I could wear them.
Right, so you're getting fatter.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not getting fatter.
Well, that's basically what you're saying. You're getting fatter because... hold on.
What do they want?
Hold on.
Come on, pick it up.
Press play.
Fucking manager.
Press play video. Yes, I am the assistant manager. How may I help you? Oh. You're kidding me. Okay, I will have a discussion, about that, and, the next rental that you have will be on the house. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant evening. Be kind, rewind. Wow.
All right. So, what? What's wow?
Major problem.
Oh, really?
Yes. It seems that customer is one of our customers that goes behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And he found ejaculate all over the back, all over the playable side of his DVD rental.
Hmm. Well, that sucks. At least it wasn't still gooey.
It wouldn't be gooey by that point anyway. It would be all hardened.
Of course, that's why I said at least it's not a gooey.
Hopefully he didn't ruin his, you know, optic on the drive, you know, on the player that he was using. But my question is, he rented the item last night, and you were on last night. So
That's true. I was.
My question to you is why you did not check the disc before, you know, when you checked him out. Why did you not check the disc?
Because he's a fucking pervert.
No, that doesn't matter. We treat all customers equally at Press Play. Why didn't you check your disc?
Dude, why you should have seen what he was renting.
I don't give a shit. Why didn't you check the disc?
It was Fuck My Pie Hole 16.
I don't care if
it was all clown porn.
I don't care if it was Fuck My Teenage Daughter 7. Check the
disc. No, that one's actually a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah, I know. I rented that last week. But you need to check the discs. Because now we're giving away free rentals.
No, that's your own fucking
fault. It's all hardened on there. Now we have to throw
away
the disc.
Listen.
No, you listen. Do you know how much it costs to buy porn discs? They are more expensive than the mainstream films. So that is going to cost us more money. That is losing money for us on the bottom line.
No. See, this is where you're confused, Michael J. And this is why it's obvious that you are not assistant manager material.
Well, it's obvious that you're an idiot. Okay, go ahead. Because I'll dispute you.
No.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
What's the
thing? This is a perfect little opportunity for Press Play. Now, instead of handing off a free rental to that jerk-off that can't even use Tinder.
Right. Wait.
What you should have done.
Wait. How does him using Tinder equate with him renting an adult title? That makes no sense.
Well, because if you can bang a floozy over the fucking app on your phone, you obviously don't need to jerk it to some porn.
Obviously, he doesn't want to bang a floozy. He wants to pleasure himself to an adult title.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, you tell him to bring the disc back in. They'll bring it in, obviously. It's our fucking property. You tell him that, you know, oh, that wasn't there before. We have a very strict policy, blah, blah, blah. And then you tell him that we have it on Blu-ray. And you fucking rent it to him on Blu-ray.
But we don't have it on Blu-ray.
Double rental.
But we don't have it on Blu-ray, so that kills your whole theory right there.
No. Okay, so we don't have his creepy clown porn on Blu-ray. So
actually,
what?
Hold on,
we have others back then.
No, it's not available on Blu-ray. Actually, I might be able to import that from the UK. Hold on.
Actually, if you're so concerned about the pervert, you just... hitting the computer now?
Are
you serious?
I can't import from the UK, so we're screwed.
Okay. If you're so concerned about the well-being of this guy's...
I'm concerned about every customer that walks through that door. Whether you are or not is not the issue here. Obviously you're not. That's why you're not assistant manager anymore. That's why you're not assistant manager, so go ahead.
Okay. Bring up the guy's history.
Okay, got it up. What do you got?
Okay.
I'm looking. What am I looking at that's different here?
He rents nothing but porn. Okay, not that weird.
Obviously,
but
it's not
all
that weird.
Creepy porn.
Yeah, but we have.
I mean, come on,
yeah,
hold on. Look at the next one. Sweet Prudence and the Adventures of Bigfoot.
Well, the person obviously has a big foot. You know what that means.
No. It's a guy in a Bigfoot outfit.
I
had to put that back on the shelf.
But that's not any more weird than the 80-year-old guys coming in here saying, running, you know, fuck my granddaughter, 25.
That's not that weird. I mean...
Would you want to fuck somebody that was young enough to be your granddaughter?
Because you're old, obviously.
Yeah, but why? That does not make sense. That does not compute in my brain. I don't see it. Are you sure that, you know, you're I don't see it.
Okay, so Mike, when you get older, are you going to want to beat off to old ladies, or are you going to want to beat off to young ladies?
I'm going to beat off to what's in my brain.
No, actually, you probably won't be beaten off because you won't be able to rise to the occasion.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I can rise. Yeah. I can rise. I can rise up higher than you can rise up.
We both know that's not true.
We know it is true.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
you want a chub contest? Right, you want a chub contest right here? We will bring on the chub. Not dude, chud. You've already seen mine. You know what? Not
you,
chud.
You know who chub. Wins.
Chub. Chub. Oh my god. That's it. That's the chud porno. It's called chub.
Yeah, it already exists.
I know. I gotta rent that tonight. Go pull that off the shelf.
Yeah, later. Once El Creepo comes in with his clown porn.
Yeah. So
creepy.
Well, how was anyway. Last night for you though? You didn't any other weird people come through?
No, not really. I mean, normal shit. The regulars basically.
Did you rent any more copies of the Ghostbusters shitty reboot?
Or no one's renting.
So
that.
They're all just sitting there still.
I told you not to order so many, Mr. Assistant Manager.
I didn't order that many. I ordered like 5 because I knew it wasn't going to move, but still. I think 5 was too many. I should have maybe ordered 1.
Well, the first week we did good. Now it's time to start selling those fuckers.
$10.
Well, we'll keep one.
$10 each.
12.
Yeah, but you can get them at Best Buy this week for 10. Brand new.
This well, fuck Best Buy. Previously viewed. Best Buy's gay.
I disagree with your statement, but oh, and I got some news for you.
Oh my god, you have news for me? Oh my god, Mr. Assistant Manager, please tell me. Bless us all with your precious news.
Wow. You know that Dawn of the Dead 4K set thingy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the bonus features are in Italian.
So what? Don't care.
Yeah, I can't.
Does it come with an English language?
For the film, yeah. But all good the enough. Bonus features are in Italian, so I canceled those orders.
What?
I canceled them. Because we can't rent Italian bonus features. These idiots are going to rent them, and they're going to be like, I can't understand what they said in the making of featurette.
Once again, perfect opportunity. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it, blah, blah, blah. Try this one. Double rental. Fuck the customer. We need to stay open here.
What do you mean there's nothing wrong with it? If they can't understand...
You tell them that.
Yeah, but if they can't understand what's being said, then that's a problem.
You, with your concerns about, you know, what's right and wrong... Yes, I'm doing air quotes.
That's keeping us in business.
No, interesting and unique properties like that is what helps keep us in business.
All right, well then I will reorder and we will rent out the 4K disc only. Not the,
deal.
Not the bonus features.
Sure,
and
whatever.
And rentals for 4K discs are $5.99 for 2 days. Because it's a 4K disc.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. Not that, you know, not that it matters, because I am the assistant manager. You don't have any authority to make prices. Or make price points.
You just enjoy that position while you have it, man. That's all I got to fucking say.
Oh, I enjoy it, all right. I enjoy it while you're at the crazy house.
Meh. I make more money than you.
Well, we'll see about that. Yeah.
And I'll have my little badge you got there back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be back on my chest before long.
Well, we'll see about
assistant
that.
Manager. Right here, buddy.
We'll see. Right. We'll see about that. It's adorning my fat stomach quite well.
All right. Well, let's get to your homework, Mike.
I didn't watch it. Let's get to your homework, John boy.
No. Mm-hmm. You neglected your duty of doing your homework. A very simple task. I mean, you wanted to add the caveat to it. So I said, hey, look at a picture that's on your fucking mirror that you probably stare at every single day when you see your fat, ugly face.
Right.
You look down at it, you have a couple memories, you walk down, you pop the fucking disc in, and you watch it.
Right.
Bing, bang, boom, done in, what, 145?
Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah.
Including
the extended travel time.
Yeah. Asshole. No, see, here's the thing. At the homestead.
It's a homestead now? How many cattle you got? Are you a fucking rancher? What the fuck? Homestead.
We got chocolate cows for chocolate milk, bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, but
stop being racist, Mike.
I'm not racist. I love the dark meat. Meow. So anyway, I got a PlayStation 4 set up in my little den area where I used to have a PlayStation 3 to watch Blu-rays and whatnot. And with the PlayStation 4, I also have the PlayStation, the VR component. So I got a... I tried their little shark, like this dive adventure, where you're in like a little cage, you know, like a la Jaws 2.
Right, right.
And you go...
Jaws 2, why wouldn't you say a la Jaws?
Because I don't remember the cage scene in Jaws. So, you go down in this cage, and literally with the helmet on, you look around, and all you see around you is water. Like, let's say, all right, let's say I'm playing the game right now, with you here, right? And you're sitting there just normal, like watching me play the thing on the TV, and I'm sitting next to you with the helmet on. If I have the helmet on and I look over in your direction, I won't see you. I'll see water.
Right, it's total immersion.
And then
yeah, I
turn to the other side and I see water. And then I turn all the way around. I can't like turn my head all the way around, so I have to turn the chair around. And I look behind me and I see water. And I look up and I see the ocean above me and the line that holds the cage up. And then I look down and I see the sea life swimming below me. And the jellyfish coming up and the crabs and like these little fucking, I don't know what they call them, fucking droid or
fish?
Drone things going. Then fucking Jaws or some shark fucking attacks you. And, like, rips the oxygen off your cage and rips the thing. And literally it starts shaking.
Did you piss your pants?
No, but I literally almost threw up from motion sickness, I think.
Really?
Yes. Then after that, I tried this thing called, like, a construction site luge. What the fuck was that?
Construction site luge.
Yes, a construction site luge where you basically slide down this, like, hill. And it's like a construction zone. And you have to like dodge the cars and shit. And the only way that you steer is you fucking lean. Like if you can look at me how I lean like side to side. Like when you want to go one direction, you go like this. And you want to go another direction, you go like this. And that, and that's how you...
Right. I get it.
So I'm like doing that. And I literally started to get sick going back and forth like this. And I kept like overcompensating. So I'd smack into walls and smack into cars. Fucking, it was, you know, amazing. So then, after that, I got this carnival game thing. Carnival game thing is much more fun, because they have, like, this bottle toss, where it's like, they have, like, silver bottles and a gold bottle, and you have to knock down the gold bottle. And you literally, like, throw a ball at the bottles. I've done that. I did pretty good. I think my high score is, like, 229. And then I just unlocked, like, a skee ball game the other night. So I was playing that for about 3 or 4 hours. And I get addicted to these things. Like, I really do.
Yeah, apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
So since we all know that I've gone on record here before saying that the future for all entertainment is VR, what is your opinions on this VR setup for the PlayStation 4?
Oh, it's enjoyable. You definitely, if you have the means, please get the fucking VR setup, you will not be disappointed. And if you are, there's a problem with you.
Okay, Mike, so here's my dilemma right now. Question. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Do I get a PlayStation 4 with the VR, or do I get an Xbox S?
One S.
With the 4K?
I mentioned this to you off the air before. I do believe...
Seriously? With the phone still?
Yes.
I may not check every single...
Well, no, disc, actually, we just...
And
well, no.
You're sitting here fucking around on your cell phone.
Right now, we just...
That's professional.
We just got somebody else that asked to join the Facebook group, so I just approved them.
You never, like, look at these people to make sure that they're real people?
Oh, no, I do.
I do.
I'm not going to let... Okay. I'm not all just right. going to let some fucking schlub join the group. Fuck that.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah. So, you should definitely get...
Stop the link. Answer.
Get the 4K.
Come on, answer.
I told you, get the 4K.
4K.
Yes, get the 4K. Don't be an idiot.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Fuck VR, go 4K.
Well, don't, I mean,
so, Mike...
VR is still... I'm not going to lie to you. VR is still, you know, an excellent experience. But, look, I know you and how you are with your home viewing experience. And I think I know the girlfriend, too. And I think I know how she would be with her home viewing experience. So I think that that would enhance it for both of you.
All right,
plus,
all
right. Plus, it might save you on having to go to the movies as often as you do.
No, I love going to the movies, man. But we'll talk about that later. That's a whole other subject.
Oh, my asshole.
Those are called hemorrhoids. Get used to them.
Oh, it's okay. So inflamed.
So,
we have
since you're now talking...
H in the bathroom?
Yeah, of course we have it.
Oh, God.
Wait, that's mine. Don't use that.
Oh, God. I got to get the applicator and just... Oh, fucking... Oh, God. That feels so good. I slipped my finger in my asshole. Oh. Oh, God. It's so
creamy.
So
let me ask you, Mike.
Oh. Oh. God.
Oh, God.
John, I should pull up my pants.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
how are you?
God.
How are you?
Damn it.
How are you over me in the power scheme of anything?
Oh, God, that's a big one. Oh, it's hanging out of my ass. I gotta push it in. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, God. Okay, let me sit down again. Hold on. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, hold on. Let me sit down. Let me sit down. Let's see.
You can...
Let's see.
You can just keep that preparation in.
Oh, it's so cool. Oh, it's so cool and so good.
Okay, moving
you.
On.
Thank you.
Past your anal issues.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So have you finally made the leap into 4K like I've been telling you for months?
Well, I mentioned before that my brother does have a 4K TV upstairs. So since he has the 4K TV upstairs, he did make the plunge and get the Xbox One S with 1 terabyte hard drive. It was on sale for $300. So, but I think for you, a 500 gigabyte hard drive would be serviceable for now, because
it would.
I think you'd be using it more for, you know, viewing instead of gaming. But you can always like expand your space or delete games or whatever, so you're good in that sense.
Right.
But so he got the Xbox One S. We went to Best Buy, did a store pickup, picked it up. We went out on Black Friday, like late on Black Friday, like around 8 or 9 o'clock. And we went in there and they had a sale on 4K Blu-ray, 4K discs were, I think, $17.99 select titles. So
yeah, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, so he had never seen The Revenant. So he said, well, we'll grab The Revenant because he's never seen it. So he figured he'd get the 4K because he'd watch it in 4K and see, you know, how it is. And then I decided to get Ghostbusters 2 Because honestly,
why?
I wanted to see Slimer on the bus.
Okay.
In 4K.
Okay.
So I got to tell you, the first thing that we did, he set it up on Saturday morning. So first thing we did was we got Ghostbusters 2 and put it in. Now, there is something that you should know. I don't know if you do know this, but with 4K movies, basically the way that it works is in most cases it is a 4K and a standard Blu-ray combo pack because the 4K disc has the movie on it by itself. If there are any bonus right. features, they are on the standard DVD disc. So, we put Ghostbusters 2 in, and luckily there was this scene where Rick Moranis goes to the bus stop and sees Slimer on the bus is a chapter stop. So we went to that chapter, but took it a minute or two before that. So we saw when they hose down the Statue of Liberty with slime.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, and they were like, and they get the Nintendo controller and, you know, fire the thing up. It literally looks like you're watching something real. Like, it looks like you're watching a news report, like coverage or something. It looks that real. Like, you can see every little detail of things.
Yeah, it's so crisp.
You literally see, like, when cars are driving, like when the statue's walking through the streets, he's like, "Sorry, my fault," when they crush the cop car. Like, you literally, like, see that foot fucking come down and go, "Ksh!" It's fucking, you know, insane. It's insanity. So then, of course, we get to the part where Rick Moranis suits up. And he goes outside. He's like, "Think fast, make good decisions." Goes to the bus stop, and you see him running, and it looks like he's really running. Like, it looks real. It looks like something I've never seen before.
It looks realer than real life.
It looks. I mean, I've never seen anything look like this before in my life. So then it gets to the part where he opens up. It's you. And I literally burst out fucking crying. And we had to rewind it like 10 times. Because I couldn't stop crying. Because that...
So did you what?
That...
Did you...
Fucking Slimer.
Okay, moving past Slimer.
Who gives a shit?
Did you watch The Revenant with your brother?
He didn't watch it yet, no.
Oh, you have to watch it with him.
I've never even seen it.
I have to know how good that is. Disregard that. I'm saving that as a homework assignment that you watch that later. So,
The Revenant.
I can't believe you've never seen that. Me and Tony watched that in the back of the store a couple days ago.
I wanted to see it. I just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Oh, God. Okay. So, anyway, Mike was a complete and utter failure and let all of us down by not completing his homework because he was busy playing games. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. But I did get to experience the joy of 4K before you did.
That's true. I'm proud of you.
Are you surprised?
Good job, Mike.
Honestly, I'm surprised at that.
I'm honestly surprised that you haven't already started a collection.
No. Actually, now I have 3 4K movies at this point.
Good job.
I have The Revenant, I have Ghostbusters 2, and I have Sausage Party.
You don't have The Revenant. Your brother has The Revenant. Mm-mm.
You bought it? I bought it. It's mine.
Oh, good job. Good job. Okay.
Besides, he doesn't collect movies. I do, so they're mine.
That's true. So moving past the homework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get into something else since you're such a failure and can't do your homework and let us all down.
Okay.
So we have no homework to discuss because you just dropped the ball on that.
Of course I did.
I can't believe you would do that to us. I mean, everyone was looking forward to hearing your review of 500 Days of Summer. Your thoughts, your opinions, how it made you cry. How it made you laugh.
Well, we'll get there because there are 500 days of summer, so we'll get there.
I actually can't wait for you to watch that. I really like that movie.
And
I think you will too.
And, yeah, but did you watch The Fundamentals of Caring? Excuse me.
About that.
Somebody also did not do their homework.
I have a very good reason why.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. I do.
Right.
Because somebody's been making me close up here almost every night.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Plus, you put the stipulation on it that I had to watch it with my girlfriend, limiting the time I had to watch it.
How is that limiting the time when you live with her?
Well, because when she gets home late, I have to close up here, and then I get to go home.
Yeah.
I got like an hour before I have to go to bed so I can wake up and train in the morning. So, you know what we usually do? And we watch wrestling. So,
well, I was going to say, if you did the horizontal jig, that would be like your training, so to speak. So you could forgo training for a day if you did the
just counts as cardio.
Yeah, but that's cardio, so it still works. And then if you lay down, right? Lay down, and here's how you exercise the rest of it. You lay down and you put your arms up like this, and you have her lay on top of you, and that, you know, on top of your arms, and then you lift. There you go. Then for your legs, you put her on your legs and like press on her like a leg press, and just like press into her body, and just like press into her body, and just like press into her body, and just like press into her body.
I press into her body enough, Mike. That's just cardio.
Well, no, but
right? we got to build some muscle.
Well, no, you build muscle by like
it doesn't
having
work
her sit on your legs and then lift her up into the air. That
anyway.
That builds muscle because you're heaving her up. Heave her up.
So since she's actually now gone from despising when I watch wrestling to actually now following and enjoying wrestling.
I noticed that, and I thought, I'm like, that's, you know, that's really strange because I didn't think she liked anything that you really enjoyed.
Yeah, well, she's grown to like wrestling. So when the last pay-per-view was on, yeah, she actually already is a Captain America fan. Thank you very much.
I'll change that.
So when the last pay-per-view was on, we watched that actually here at the store. We reopened just for it.
Yeah, I know. We had a little discussion. Where's my 300, by the way?
No. The store was open.
Doesn't matter. It was after hours. I need 300.
Nope. Doesn't work that way.
I need 300.
Well, then talk to Tony because Tony approved it.
Well, then Tony's going to give me $300.
Okay. So, yeah, I've been watching a lot of wrestling. I didn't get around to it with all the stipulations and all the work that I've been doing. I didn't get around to watching Ant-Man and the Handicap Kid.
Yeah, but I figured, like, the girlfriend would be, like, pushing for that and be like, yay, it's a movie that I'll like.
Nope.
I thought she liked Paul Rudd.
Well, she liked Ant-Man.
Yeah.
No. I mean, past that, what the fuck has Paul Rudd really done? A couple of shitty comedies and a Halloween movie that no one really cares about.
I disagree with your statement there wholeheartedly, motherfucker.
I know, look at your fucking ugly ass shirt.
My what now?
Your ugly ass shirt.
Oh, you see
that? I mean, come on, man.
Hey, you see, if you look at the knife blade, I had a bad nosebleed this morning. That's my blood.
So, even though we had Ben stop in the store the last episode,
well, we didn't have him stop
quality.
Again, we didn't have him.
He was here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Honestly, I don't understand how these people just walk right in, you know, and we don't notice. I think we have to have like a who's who of celebrity people guide. So anytime somebody walks in the store, I can look or you can look and we can see who's famous or not.
You know what we really got to start doing? We actually got to start taking more pictures with these guys and put them up on the walls.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we'll have to do that next time.
Yeah, I want a picture. I'll take a picture with Bruce Campbell, and I'll give him the finger. As yeah, I'll be like, "Fuck you."
I will hit you.
What if like
I will hit you very hard?
Okay. What if we were like this? What if Bruce Campbell was like, you were on one side, I was on the other side. Bruce Campbell was in the middle, and I was like this.
I would still hit you.
I was like, fuck you.
Let me
Bruce.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been punched by a man that can bench press 400 pounds?
I've been punched by a woman.
Yeah, okay. Let's say your leg right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's just say that.
Ah! Ah!
Okay. That was like 30 to 40% power.
Fuck you. Fuck. Fuck. I can't even stand now.
You could barely stand to begin with.
Ow. Mother fucker.
Now imagine twice that power in your face.
You want to bring something? You want to bring something, fucker? Bring it down. Ooh, that hurts like a bitch.
Just calm down. Relax. The pain will go away.
Did you break a
eventually.
Bone? I think you broke a bone.
No.
No. This is worse than when they shoved the bolt, the fucking Frankenstein bolts through my legs. Oh, God, that hurts.
Okay, well, since you're pulling Peter Griffin right now, let's just take a little break, and then we'll be back after this.
Ooh, fuck.
Yeah, see assistant manager now, bitch.
Me.
What was that?
Me.
I hate you. We'll be right back.
Is it on? I don't see. And what is this? This is a weird machine.
Yeah, I know. This is the weirdest takedown I've ever really seen, but I think it's on. The little red lights are blinking, boss.
What is Twitter?
I have no idea.
I don't understand. Okay. Welcome to
I think they call it VHS Live, boss.
What kind of a name for a show is that? Okay. Welcome to VHS Life. That doesn't sound right.
No, it's lame. I mean, look at these two fucking losers we got tied up back here. What do you expect them to have? Some wicked cool name? No. Look at them.
Welcome to VHS. I'm Michael J. And I just realized the other Michael J is a cripple.
I know. Look at him, boss. He's got two fucking canes and look at his little legs.
Glorious.
Fucking dweeb.
Glorious. I will make sure to tase him once this is over. How? He walks with metal legs. Metal legs.
Oh, fucking lamoids around here, I tell you, boss.
How many people listen to this? Who are we reaching? That is
honestly, the question. Boss, I don't think they really reach that many people. No. I don't think many people actually listen to this. I basically think these two fucking morons sit around and just talk to each other and hope people listen, but no one fucking listens to this. I mean, who would listen to this shit, boss?
Well, because you see, this is where things are gonna start to get real. We're not playing around anymore. This is the end times. This is the time where the world will change. We've reached a turning point. And everyone will bow down to us. We are the new rulers of this world. We control you. How was that? I think
that was perfect.
Yes, that was perfect. That was perfect. What else do they talk about on this program?
They talk a lot about old movies and stuff like that.
Old movies.
Look around this old store, movies. Boss.
You know,
look at these things they have. Blu-ray? What the fuck is that?
It sounds like something that is controlled by a ray that is blue. Hold on a minute. Give me one of these discs. Wait, actually, they put movies on these? This is a movie?
Yeah, it's kind of like a laser disc, but smaller. Think of it like a record.
I'm looking at this. You're telling me that they put that shitty movie Halloween on this thing called Blu-ray?
Yeah. This were
with
okay,
that
boss.
Piece of shit, Donald Pleasance?
Yeah, I know. He's a traitor.
Wait a minute. Oh,
but in this world,
hold on.
In this world, boss.
The one with the metal legs is starting to cry. What's your problem, metal legs? Do you not like me talking bad about Halloween? I guess he doesn't like it.
You better tase him again, boss. Ooh.
I guess you're not going to come out to play anytime soon.
Boss, this world's so... it's ridiculous. It's like...
I want to go back to the 70s. Because the 70s, boy, I kicked that little flower child. Boy, he didn't even see what was coming. I destroyed him, just like I'm going to destroy everyone here.
They don't know what they have coming for them, boss. It's like they were us, and then the nerds took over. The nerds took over. The nerds run this world, boss. It's going to be a cakewalk. Easier than the fucking hippies.
We'll destroy them all with a Blu-ray.
Boss, it's going to be so easy to conquer these people. I've been paying attention to their news.
There was an
election.
Yes? What happened?
They elected a businessman. Oh, a businessman. I know, right?
Pathetic fools.
And people are crying about it and whining and boo-hooing about who won.
Hey.
Can you imagine? I mean, come on.
You shut up. I'm sorry. I just had to smack you. I had to smack you in the face. The other you, I mean.
Of course, boss. Of course.
Yes.
So, we need to destroy this world. We need to conquer it and bring it into the glorious 80s once again. And where the nerds are not in control. Where a businessman? I mean, come on. A businessman is running this country? Come on. Our world is led by a president. President D. Snyder. He has changed and made everything better. A businessman.
And he's not gonna take it anymore.
No. No. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Just
not
like
anymore.
I'm not, and you're not. I'm really enjoying beating these two up.
I know, you usually don't get your hands dirty, boss. You want me to hit them around a little bit?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. You know what? Why don't you do that for a while?
Okay. Which one do you want me to hit, boss?
I think you could give both of them a double team.
Okay. I can do that, boss.
Is that what they call it? Yes, do that. Hurt them. Pound their little faces. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, boss, he's not looking so good.
I don't think either of them are looking particularly good.
Oh, and they thought their stupid little Ouija board was the answer. They thought they could stop us, boss.
Have you destroyed the board? Have you destroyed
it? I haven't destroyed it yet.
You need to destroy it. Bring it here, and we can destroy it together. And urinate on the ashes.
Well, it's back at the house, boss.
Well, you need to get it out of the house. I'll watch these two.
Boss, let's just get our message across. And let's just get the hell out of here. And then we'll go back and I'll find the board. I hid it in the basement somewhere.
Yes. We need to go to the basement. We need to go to the basement.
Oh, yeah. Boss. I've actually been listening to these dickwads radio show. They actually thought they could go to the woods and find answers.
Those pathetic fools. What did they expect to find in the woods?
I don't know, boss. It was so goddamn funny. They were out there freezing to death, lost and scared.
The little losers.
They didn't. Those were losers, boss.
They don't know what they're in for. They don't know.
No, they don't even understand that they found a dimensional porthole there. They don't know what's going on. They don't know anything, boss. They don't know anything.
Oh, they'll learn. And they'll learn fairly quickly. But the problem is, it'll be too late for them to stop it. It'll be too late for them to stop us. And we will win. And they will die.
Oh, boss.
You'd
this
like
is
that.
Too easy.
You like that, wouldn't you, little metal legs? You want to die, don't you? You want to die?
Look at him, boss. He's so fucking pathetic. He can't even walk. Of course he wants to die. He's even bald.
I know.
Can you imagine, boss?
And look at my beautiful mane of hair. I look nothing like this monster.
You know, and look at the me of this world. He's got this beard going on and a short, like 1950s almost haircut. What is that? This is fucking lame. That's just, oh God.
I think we should decapitate him and put his head on a stick and parade it through this time to show these people what is going to happen.
All right, boss. Well, once we get the machine up and running and we actually start to merge and war has begun, I will strap his fucking head to the front of my Trans Am.
Yes. 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 We will break through the dark times and show the light again.
The glorious, glorious light of the 80s.
Long live the 80s. The 80s light the world. The 80s bring the world. Bring everything. Bring us our power. Our power to overturn the entire world.
We will conquer this pathetic, nerd-driven world and every other. We will suck your resources dry, and this will be nothing more than another planet that we sell off to make more profit.
And there will be there will be no more VHS life. There will only be 80s life.
80s rules.
80s rules.
Should we go now, boss?
I think we should. But we'll...
Let me hit him once more, boss.
Yes, please do. Wow.
You broke my nose, boss. I had to hit him.
You blackened that one up pretty bad. But we will go now. We will end the transmission of this radio show. But we will speak to you all again later when we rule the world.
Live from New York. Live from... Oh, I'm terrified. I look ridiculous. Live, Saturday night. Live from New... Hello.
Hey, Donald Pleasance.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just scared to death. I was turning over a few of my lines.
Scared? Why? You're going to be fun, man. You shouldn't be worried about it. We have fun. It's going to be fun. You're a funny guy, Donald.
It really?
Yeah. Piece of cake. Excuse me for a minute.
Where are you going? Oh, I see. Oh, God, do they all do that? Are you all right?
What?
Eddie, are you all right? I mean, are you all right?
Yeah, I was just vomiting, man, for luck.
For luck?
You don't vomit, man?
I vomit, I've thrown up, but not for luck. You do it for luck?
You didn't vomit before you filmed Halloween?
I vomited after I saw the film, but... No, because it was scary. It was a scary film.
Well, yeah, I vomited too, same reason. Well, look, man, we always vomit for luck.
I'm not superstitious, and I don't really feel like being sick.
Well, you do whatever you want to do, man. I might vomit a little later, but we got a little time. Take it easy.
I just feel scared.
It'll be all right, man.
Okay, have a nice show.
You too.
I like that. Showtime. 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 Oh, well, I suppose there's no harm in trying.